Granny, Devin, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jump Down Store. This is Llama and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Edwards Memorial Observatory is fitted out well enough now for astronomers Sloan and Edwards to carry on a little planetary observation and study. As a matter of fact, they spent a good deal of time at the telescope last night, which is the principal reason why Lum has not yet arrived at the store this morning. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store with Grandpappy Spears seated in his favorite chair in the library section, reading his favorite volume. Listen.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they hold
it. For heaven's sakes, Abner.
Huh?
Did you know Anna Edson Taylor?
No, I don't believe I do, Grandpap. Pine Ridge woman, was she?
No, don't say here where she's from.
Huh? Well, what about her?
She went over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Oh, my goodness. Did she sure enough do that?
Yes, according to the almanac here.
Oh, me, what a pity. Must have got too close to the edge of the falls, I reckon.
Yeah, must have.
She was in a barrel, did you say?
According to the almanac.
Well, she ought to know better than to went out there in a barrel in the first place. Be hard enough to keep away from them falls in a motorboat. I saw pictures of that Niagara Falls, and them things, they don't wait for nothing.
Yeah, that's a strong current there, all right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Ought to be some good channel cats in there.
Oh, yeah, if they'd get there to run a trot line across, be a good place to fish. I wouldn't dare attempt it, though.
No.
Well, that's a shame. That had to happen to that poor woman on her honeymoon.
Honeymoon?
Yeah.
Was it on her honeymoon?
Well, must have been. She's at Niagara Falls, weren't she?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, sure. What's the matter with me?
Now, when did this happen, Grandpap? Yesterday?
No. Happened October 24th, 1901.
Well, 1901?
Yeah. And in 1911, Bobby Leach went over the falls in a barrel.
He did, for the land's sake. What's all them people out there riding in barrels for? Them things is too hard to steer. I don't believe you could paddle one of them, neither.
Maybe that's all they could afford.
Afford?
Yeah, here's a nice young couple on our honeymoon. They more than likely figured it'd be nice to take a boat ride.
Oh, sure.
But they'd spent all their money getting married, so all they could get was a barrel.
That's just about what happened, just about.
It's a shame.
Of course, now, though, there was just one person in the barrel, weren't they?
Yeah. But I reckon this Bobby fella more than likely got in the burrow first to try it out and see if it's safe.
Just about.
Natural.
Yeah, just about. But in that first one, no way, it was a woman that went over the falls, that Anna somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah?
Well, her husband must have been a better talker than Bobby was.
Must have talked her into trying it first. I don't blame her.
Well, I'll be John Brown.
Huh?
Here's another one that went over the falls.
For the land's sake, they ought to put a net up there.
Jean A. Losher of Springfield, Massachusetts. July the 4th, 1928.
Oh.
And listen to this, Abner. Jean went over there in a 758-pound rubber ball.
Rubber ball?
According to the almanac.
Well, now, there's something with some sense to it. You got too close to the edge of the falls and went over in a rubber ball, why, you'd just bounce when you hit the bottom.
Yeah, you would, all right.
Why, sure, just keep bouncing till you bounce yourself right out on the dry land.
Yeah. Of course, there's one danger there, too. After a fall like that, you're liable to starve to death before you ever stop bouncing.
Yeah, you would bounce pretty high, I reckon. I still think a boat would be the best idea, though, if I was having my druthers. I believe that's what I'd tell you. And try to stay away from them falls as far as I could. Wait a minute, I believe that's all right.
Yeah, they never got married in the first place. None of this had ever happened.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. No, Lum ain't here yet, Professor. Oh, ought to be here any minute. That you want him to call you? Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
What about this, Lum, Abner?
Oh, more likely still sleeping, I reckon, Grandpa. Him and Professor Sloan set up pretty late last night. They was over the observatory looking through the telescope at a planet. Mars, I believe they said it was.
Yeah. What was they doing that for?
Don't ask me what all that prattle-prattle is for, because I don't know what they're up to.
Maybe they're looking to see if there's anybody there that they knowed.
Anybody they knowed? I said they was looking at a planet.
I know. I heard you. They's folks up there, you know.
On Mars?
Yes, sir.
Sassy friend.
It's the truth, Abner. I read a whole book about it. Right here in your own library, too. I'll show it to you one of these days.
Did it actually say that there was folks up there?
Yes, sir. Well, it never come right out and claimed they actually was folks like us there. It said some scientifics thought there might be some there, though.
Oh.
But I know there's some.
How do you know it?
Because I read about a fellow that come from there once.
By the land, say.
I even seen his picture.
I don't believe it.
It's the truth. It was in the newspaper. Some fellow by the name of Buck Rogers.
Did you read that now, sure enough, Grandpap?
Yeah, it was in a newspaper several years back.
Well, I do know. You actually seen his picture now?
Yes, sir. Showed everything.
But did he look like us humans?
Well, almost. Looked a little different from us, natural.
Oh, natural. Boys, I'd love to see them folks. I wish there's some way to get up there.
Well, he is. I read about that in a book, too. Lots of fellas has tried to get up there with rocket ships.
Rocket ship?
Yep.
What's that?
Well, I ain't for sure, but I believe it's some kind of a little airplane, and you tie skyrockets on the back end of it.
Is that what they do?
I reckon so, and then you set in it and aim it right at Mars, and then get somebody to set part of the skyrockets, and off you go.
And doggies, I'd love to try that myself. I reckon it'd be hard to build one of them rocket ships.
No, I don't reckon so. Courtney Adams built one once.
Who?
Courtney Adams. Buford Adams' brother. Lived over there south of Odin.
Did he go to Mars?
Well, he never got there. He started out, though.
Oh.
I just reckon he just never had enough skyrockets to get him that far.
No.
Poor fella, you know.
How many miles do they get to a skyrocket now?
I just don't know, Abner, how that's running.
No, that I wish Lum would hurry up and get here. I'm going to talk this over with him. Maybe both of us can go. I reckon one of us ought to stay here and watch the store.
Yes, sir. Courtney was all as a boy that was trying to get up to high places.
Well?
All as trying to fly or something.
I wonder how long it'd take for the round trip.
Once Courtney jumped off the barn with a tablecloth for a parachute and broke his arm. Another time he made himself a pair of wings and tried to fly with them.
Well.
And then he tried to make a balloon and raise himself with that one.
Well, he did want to get up high, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. And then he built this rocket ship I was telling him about. Oh, he's trying to get up high.
Well, maybe he'd be a good fella for us to talk to. Where's he at now, Grandpa?
Yes, sir. Last I heard of him, he was in New York.
Oh.
Working in the subway.
Well, if he's that far away, I reckon we can't ask him no questions about it then. Doggies, I'd love to see somebody. Wait a minute, car comes along. I can't hold a wait to tell him this either.
Well, morning there, buddy.
Yeah, morning, Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Hey, see, Lum.
Morning, Grandpa.
I got a terrible, wonderful idea. It's something me and you and the professor can go in partnerships on.
Something for the observatory?
Well, sort of. It's better than that, though.
What do you mean it's better?
Well, for instance, now, you and Professor Sloan set up last night to look at that planet Mars, didn't you?
Yeah, we taken turns looking through the telescope and wrote down some figures and stuff.
Oh.
Sure, the professor did anyway. We done a lot of studying, though, I know.
Well, now, here's my idea. Instead of just looking at Mars through a telescope, why don't we just go up there?
Go up there?
Why, sure. Build ourselves a rocket ship.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Fly right up there and look around. See what you want to see. Visit with the folks. Might take dinner with them or something. Sit there for a while, talk, and then fly back here to find me.
Dennis Abner, if you don't get the silliest ideas of any one human I ever knowed in my life.
Silliest ideas? Why, this ain't no silly idea. Grandpap read in a book where other scientifics has tried this.
Well, he must have been testing ahead if they did. That's all I can say for him.
I still think it's a good idea, and I'm going going ahead with it.
No, you ain't.
I am done.
I ain't going to let you make no laughing stocks out of yourself.
I won't make no laughing stocks out of myself. I bound you Professor Sloan will go in with me on this.
Why, he won't know such a thing.
I bound you he will. He'll do it. He will. I'm going to ask him just as quick as I see.
No, you ain't neither. And he's embarrassed me to death if you done that. I don't want him to find out what a ignoramus you are. If you ever mention this ridiculous idea to Professor Sloan, I'll whop you right on top of the head.
Oh, I just forget it. I'll just build it by myself then. You'll go in with me, won't you, Grandpap?
Well, I don't know, Abner. I'm just studying here. I ain't much of a hand to travel around. Sort of a fella that likes to stick around home pretty close.
Well, we won't be going home, just right up there and back.
See, there even Grandpap knows himself. So you better just get that idea right out of your head. And you can answer the phone, too.
All right, but I'm... Wait a minute. That call's more likely for you, Lon. Professor Sloan called you just a while ago and said he'd call back again.
Oh, and I'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, good, I'll go up there.
No more. Hello, John, I'm down store and library. I'm Edgar Stoking.
Fistful of
Parker. Oh, how are you, Professor?
You're a little late on me.
Good. What was it you wanted?
I don't know.
Been studying a plan for what?
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea. What's that? Yeah, I'll be at the observatory tonight.
You see me, but...
All right, we can talk about it then. Yeah, fine. Goodbye, Professor.
What's he studying a plan for, Long?
Oh, it's just something scientific stuff. You wouldn't understand it.
Well, what is it?
I told you that you wouldn't understand it.
Well, I might if I heard it. What is it?
Oh, nothing. He just wants to make something scientific.
Like what?
Oh, it ain't nothing, Ed.
Now, come on now, Lum. Tell me what it is.
Oh, all right. But keep all your smart remarks to yourself.
Huh?
Him and me's gonna build a rocket ship.